for morning. 7:49 a.m. So Monday, September the 25th, 2017, and it is a decidedly miserable morning. You can probably hear the cars. Well, not that one, but the one that just went by was... The roads are so wet, the tires are hissing in the water. Me too. Need to put this back in my pocket to keep it dry. Put my gloves back on because it's cold. It's middle 40s. I think it's 46. 44, 46, somewhere in there. And drizzling. Morning. So it's one of those mornings where I thought, I missed the last 2 days. It wouldn't take much to convince me to miss today. But I missed the last 2 days. And I really need to be walking. So I guess I can share the news. We're on the back side of it. Looks like he's going to be 100%. He being my father-in-law. And the difficulty being... he had a stroke. Driving down the road. He just had back surgery recently. And he was bemoaning the fact that he can't play golf for like 3 months, but it's coming up on winter, so it's not like he's missing the peak season or anything. Although, to be fair, they do go to Florida. And he golfs down there. So, 86 years old, driving down the highway with his girlfriend. And he started driving a little erratically. And she poked him and he turned over, he pulled off, put the car in park, and she called 911. So he was in the hospital within minutes. Literally within minutes. And that may have made all the difference. All the difference in the world. So, it was a scary few days. It's a lot of stress in the house. A lot of tension. And yesterday morning he called. He couldn't talk very long, a few minutes. So he's been up walking around. He's got a little weakness in his right side. He's got a little bit of a droopy mouth on one side. That makes his speech a little bit occasionally slurred. But the prognosis is good. The doctor thinks he's going to be back to 100%. Not 95 or anything like that, but 100%. It'll take him a couple of months, but he'll be back. So yeah, by the time his back surgery recuperation is done, he should be back in the swing. So that's what we've been doing for excitement this weekend. It's the kind of excitement you don't really want. So I expect my wife to go east for a few days. I don't know exactly when. My colonoscopy is on the 4th of October, so she's probably not going to go out before that, because I expect she's going to need to stay for at least a week. Maybe longer. Yeah. Her siblings are trading off, going out to help with the driving, getting everybody back and forth to where they need to be. Still nasty day. I got therapy in an hour, so that'll be helpful, I think. I walk in a dog that was about half the size of my cat. Dog's wearing a little doggy coat. Because I bet it's cold on the little dog. God knows it's cold enough on the big dog. So, yeah. Last couple days have been kind of a blur. I guess there's a good reason for that. And planning for a recuperation visit is a lot nicer than planning for funeral or a long-term assisted living situation. Vote yes on 3A. And it won't pass. It's a school funding bill, and of course, everybody wants great schools, but nobody wants to pay for them. That's the frustration of the whole thing. Did get my Medicare application off. I don't know if I mentioned that the other day or not. That was dragging my feet, dragging my feet, dragging my feet. Finally logged in and said, all right, we're going to go do it. Did it. I had it all filled out. I just had to get the re-entry number and go. Get ready for it. We're coming up on it. Say it with me. I'm going to post. Yeah, it didn't have the same kind of slap sound because I'm wearing my gloves. Because my fingers are cold. They're still cold, even in the gloves. I debated on putting on an extra sweatshirt. I have one with a hood. I kind of wish I had. My ears are cold. Not sure how much good it would do, but I am working up a little sweat, so I guess I didn't need the extra body warmth. I just racket. It wasn't a real loud racket because it was coming from over my shoulder and back down the street. It's like, what the hell is that sound? It sounded like the drum line at Greeley West, and I think it's coming from the wrong direction. I thought, well, Jesus, echoing off the house back here? No, it was a metal garage door opening. Same sort of regular clack, 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 clack. It's Monday. Start the new week. The drizzle is letting up, or I'm getting used to it. I can't tell which. That's funny. One sleeve of my coat is soaked. The other one is dry. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means I brushed up against some trees on that side. I don't know. There are a couple of places where there are branches. And I do tend to walk with my dry shoulder to the street and my wet shoulder to the fences. stopped drizzling, at least for the moment. I got a breeze blowing in my face. It's not bringing a lot of raindrops with it, which is a good thing. Scooter lady. Her name is Katie. Katie, the scooter lady. Saw our other half go scooting by a few minutes ago. He's wearing a neon yellow jacket. I'm glad I did the walk. I don't know that I feel all that much better, but I'm glad I did the walk. Something I could check off today. Did the walk. I hope I've done the talk. We'll see if the file comes out. I've risen to the occasion. There I am. Not the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.